Jim Villanucci here, ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Proud to be joined on the Daniels Heating and Air Conditioning Cool Take Hotline by one of my favorite comedians of all time, Mr. Louie Anderson. Louie, I met you, I want to say late 80s, early 90s at a club in L.A. You were standing outside, and I came up to you and introduced myself, and I don't know, it was like 25 years ago. You were so nice, and I just wanted to thank you for that. I was very young at the time, and you were so nice to me.
Does that mean that most people were not nice to you, Jim?
Well, there were a few, Louie. There were
just because, I mean, I always hear that kind of thing from people at times, and then I go, well, who was mean to you? Let's go talk to them. Let's get their mind on the right. I mean, if people, why would you, it's another human being, first of all, but and then also, I love comics. Comics are comics, and what's a more exciting thing than to meet somebody who's, you know, trying to do comedy? They're brave people. You know, it's not easy to do comedy, and very few people stick with it.
We're talking to Louie Anderson. He'll be at Santa Ana Star this Saturday. There aren't many tickets available, but there are some. Louie, if you want to name names, I could name three people who were kind of jerky to me.
I'm always, like, bummed out when, you know, because I'm a fan of people. I'm always bummed out when someone blows me off, you know. Pat Riley.
Really?
You know, I was down in Miami or somewhere, no, Tampa or somewhere, staying at a hotel. I had a show, and I go, oh, there's Pat Riley. Big Lakers fan I am. You know, I know Magic really well. So I go, I'm going to go say hi to Pat Riley. Oh my God. He didn't even look at me. He walked right by me. And I go, oh my God. And so I got Flagrant 5 on him. I took him down. No, I'm just kidding. That's a hard word to say after you're 60.
I understand. How old are you? How old of a man are you right now, Lou?
I'm 60, so I'm in my 60s.
You're 60 something. I'm 50 something,
yeah.
Lou.
Yeah.
I'm 50.
You know, it's so funny, isn't it? I don't feel 60 except when I, you know, my knees sometimes and
sure.
Stuff like that, but. I know, I love life, and I love what I do, and I'm a big sports fan, so I was excited when I heard that I was going to talk to you, because, a lot of people are not sports fans in my family and all that stuff.
We're going to get into that, and I will say, to be fair to Rich Little as well, there was a young lady waitress, we'll say, that I was trying to get with, and he scooped her up and got her away from me. So maybe there's a personal bias there.
Oh, yeah. what character was he playing when he was trying to get her? Anyway.
So you say you're a sports fan, and you're obviously from Minnesota?
Yes. I know. It's an oxymoron.
Yeah, when those two things go together, are you a sports fan and you're from Minnesota, that's about the appropriate response.
Yeah, I mean, you know, well, you know, I'm always thankful for the Twins getting two championships.
Yeah.
And my dad loved baseball, and I love baseball because of that. And, you know, I got to go to the last game in the Dome, and because I'm a celebrity, many of the Twins, you know, have been nice to me, and I was good friends with Harmon Killebrew. I just loved him, and you know, so I'm a Wild fan, I'm a Timberwolves fan, I'm a Gophers fan, you know,
about the Vikings, right, Louie?
I'm a big Vikings fan, but you know, I just have one thing to say. Kirk Cousins, get rid of the ball. I could get rid of that faster than he could.
I could do a whole show with this guy.
Hold
I like
on
it.
To it for five, huh?
No, you're spot on right there. I was just saying, you and I could do a whole show about this. I mean, you're totally spot on about Kirk Cousins.
I mean, yeah, you cannot not. You know, what does he think? He's in college. You can't hold on to the ball like that, and he's not a scrambler. Come on, get rid of the ball. If he got rid of the ball, I would be completely a Kirk Cousins cheerleader.
Here's what I know of you and remember about you. You, from a very large family, is that the case?
11 kids, yeah.
And if you don't want to talk about that, were you the one whose brother was a safecracker or something you talked about once?
Yes, my brother was a safecracker.
Okay.
Yeah, so we always could get in the house.
And
no matter what.
That's
a brand new joke.
That's good.
That
actually, that's a good bit.
That's a brand new joke that I just made up because of your question.